This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 511, recorded March 22nd, 2017. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, I have Chris.
Hello.
Matt.
Hi.
Diecast.
Hello.
John.
Yo.
And Rob Clay.
Hi.
You'll notice by the absence of screaming of pain from Massey, there's no Don.
Don is actually out on his seminar circuit this week. We expect to have him back in the studio with us.
Yeah, I told him this Dononomics thing would work out for him. He didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Check your local PBS schedule.
Don is under the weather. So, wow. Okay. We haven't done a show without Don in so long. It feels so weird.
We can't remember how long it's been since we've done a show without Don.
Because Don must be in bad shape because he always records the show sick or not. So, Don, we hope you feel better soon.
Feel better. Yeah,
feel better, Don.
Maybe he just had a coupon to the Golden Corral that was going to expire tonight.
And next week, Chris and I won't be here, so somebody else will be hosting.
So, good luck.
Chris and I will be eating sushi.
Yes, if all goes well.
It'll be a surprise who hosts.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Matt would be fun. We'll see if he's up for it.
The only way to get Matt to host is to not give him a choice. I'm telling you this right now.
Yeah.
It just has to be thrown upon him and, no quarter given.
I do have the choice of hitting this little red hang up button, though. So
That's true.
That would make for a hell of a show.
Anybody get anything this week?
Of course.
What'd you get?
I've got the most important thing of all. I've got the cube.
What is that?
It's
the AllSpark.
It's the AllSpark. It's the cube.
Is it an official or a third party, or is it tissue container?
No, it's heavy, but it's not official. It's Taobao.
It looks like a candle. It looks like if you tilted it one way, there would be a little hole and a wick.
Yeah. No, it's solid.
Probably lead. So we're probably getting poisoned right now.
Yes. I'm probably nice. It's probably poisoning me right now. But I got
is it
that
actually metal.
It's like.
Is it hollow?
It's like resin, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And then I also got little guy.
Oh, nice. That's the Bad Cube toy?
Yeah, that's the Bad Cube. It's the only good Gears that's out right now. And even he's not totally impressive, but he's okay.
I like the fact that it's a Gears, and I'm assuming that he's about the size of Masterpiece Bumblebee. Am I assuming that correctly?
Yeah.
Like it.
I would rather just have a... I love Gears. I love Gears a lot. But, I don't know, something about it isn't quite right.
Yeah. He's not bad. He's the best Gears we've had so far.
Oh yeah, I totally agree with that.
Third party, so
better than the continuously variable toy.
Oh, that thing is junk.
I kind of like the iGear one. I'm certain it's probably junk, but I kind of like that one. It's not.
Oh, the iGear one was okay. It's definitely not Masterpiece. It's more.
Well, that one wasn't trying to be Masterpiece.
Yeah, that was before. That's before toys were trying to be Masterpieces.
The good old days.
Yeah.
And then I got the fourth Fans Project one. I actually bought it a long time ago, but it was sitting in one of those order stacks. So I finally shipped it because I realized, the fifth and sixth are sold out and they're never going to go on sale unless they have more, unless they're like going to put more stock out later. I don't know, but I ended up ordering the other two off Taobao.
So which Fans Project toy is that?
Dino King.
Yes. It's the fourth.
The way they discounted the first couple this past year, I don't think anybody's going to be ordering anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means the fifth and sixth are going to be harder to get.
So I was looking at Captured Prey's website. Yeah, Captured Prey's website this week, and they had the both parts of the upcoming Fans Toys Omega Supreme. And it was just interesting to me that pre-orders for the first set were sold out. Pre-orders for the second set weren't.
So someone bought one of the pre-orders for the first, but not the second.
Yeah.
I guess they'll have to go back and get it later.
They'll get a nice big tank toy. It'll be okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you get anything else?
No, that was it.
Anybody else?
No, yeah, Shelby, why don't you talk to us about what you got this week?
Okay, so from Kokomo Toys, our friends at Kokomo Toys, I got G.I. Joe Skyhawk. I've been wanting this for a while.
Oh, nice.
So I got that. And I finally got, my first Fans Toys toy. I got Sovereign. And so pluses and deltas, pluses and minus. Okay. I like the likeness pretty good. I like the likeness. That's something I like about this. It's too heavy. Like, I don't equate diecast to premium.
Hey.
Well, I don't equate metal to premium. So it's a crappy toy. It's a really crappy toy. It's got ratcheting joints and stuff, but it feels oh gosh, what's a good example? Has anybody ever had like a can of Slim Fast or something? Has anybody ever had it?
No, I don't hate myself, Brian.
Okay, so the bottom of those cans are really heavy to make it feel like there's more to it than there actually is. He is basically a can of Slim Fast. He is so bottom heavy that it's absurd. Plastic is great because plastic has some give. Metal doesn't have any give. I'll never buy another Fans Toys toy if he's what these things are like.
You know what is fantastic, Brian?
The aneurysm diecast is having right now?
Yes, we have all sat here and to varying degrees talked crap about diecast on and off like we do. And I have never seen him look as angry as he looks right now.
Like, I am totally going to stick with, I think, with Make Toys. Make Toys, it has some diecast stuff in it, but it's just not like all... It's not all metal. And the all metal part really bothers me. I don't like it. I'm not buying any more of these. But I
wait for the counter argument.
But I can understand why somebody would like it. Like, I understand how that aesthetic would appeal to somebody. It's just not me.
I think I can see another shattered glass diecast YouTube video coming in the near future.
I know diecast loves
diecast.
It.
Is there a response here? I don't even know how to respond. It's like one of my top picks for like figure of the year, you know, third party figure of the year. Like it's awesome and it's heavy and it transforms beautifully. It has diecast in all the right places. It has plastic in all the right places. I can't really, I don't know what to say.
Like if it were like all plastic with the same likeness, it'd be great.
I think what they could probably do also is make like a, you know, primarily plastic body where all the stuff you're interacting with directly is plastic parts, and just have like a core of metal inside of it to give it a little bit of weight for the people who like that feeling of heaviness in the toy. You know, there's ways to incorporate diecast metal that will complement the toy. It will accentuate its qualities a little bit, but it's really, really easy to jump off from there and just kind of go overboard. It's like, and I think that's what Sovereign's got going on from what you're saying.
It's like Binaltech and Alternators. Alternators were inherently superior because they were all plastic.
And meanwhile, alternative figures have some diecast metal in them, but it's mostly like a body column just to make them feel a little bit heavier. All the parts that have to do anything are plastic.
But like people like this and diecast and me, we're different people. Like this is like would be like a sideshow or whatever the hell that
sideshow collectibles.
Yeah, this would be something akin to that, like a premium thing. But those are terrible toys. I like a toy. Like I tend to prefer the Titans Return Galvatron to this. Because it's a fun toy.
Galvatron's like 95% the perfect Galvatron toy. It's got two problems that need to be fixed, and it would be the perfect Galvatron.
So I did compare it against the Make Toys Megatron Despotron, which I think is a pretty good toy, and it doesn't have as much metal in it. And I know there's no scale, especially between third party companies, but it did make me a little bit sad that this toy is about 3 inches taller than 2.5 inches tall Despotron.
That didn't really present as a problem to me until you had the picture of it with Delta Magnus.
So actually, I still have Delta Magnus right here.
Like, that's way too tall compared to an Ultra Magnus body for my taste.
I would say Delta Magnus by volume is about 40% bigger than Sovereign, but Sovereign feels like it weighs about twice as much.
Well, and it's the height thing too. Like Cyclonus should probably be about that tall compared to Ultra Magnus. Galvatron should be a little bit shorter than Cyclonus.
Yes,
in my view.
Yeah.
And like you say, there's no obligation of scale between third parties or third party and official, but like, if you're going to mix the two together, to me, that'd be a strike against it.
And like, there are toys that with a lot of diecast parts that I like. I really like Ocular Max Sphinx, and there's quite a bit of diecast in that, but he's also a third the size. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't have a problem necessarily with diecast metal in toys. It just has to be used in a conservative and intelligent way. It doesn't sound like they did that with Sovereign.
No, they did. Brian's nuts. I'm sorry. I can't. He's making it sound like it's a titanium figure.
That's a good way to describe it.
That's what I'm picturing in my head is a titanium. It is not that. It is a good figure.
Well, I also,
it's a good toy.
It's a good toy.
I also wish the chain on the Matrix necklace or whatever you would call that. I wish it were a couple links longer, so that it would.
Just, I can see that criticism. That's
a minor.
That's fine. That's a minor. Well,
that's easy to fix. Just go to a jewelry shop and get a little chain, and You can replace a chain pretty easy.
I'm not disagreeing with anything that diecast says. It's a value statement. Like what diecast values
and
toys.
It's a matter of personal preference.
Yeah, it's different than mine. Like
plus diecast has drank the fans' toys Kool-Aid, and there's just no getting him back now.
I did not like Lupus though. Lupus was not
okay. Okay, that's fair. You actually can criticize fans' toys. When you need to.
If Make Toys made a Galvatron, I would be all about that, except for the fact that I already bought this one.
Yeah, you've bought that one. You bought
Mania King.
Mania King.
Or however you want to say it. I like Mania King.
Yeah.
Or Maniac King.
Well, whatever.
I like Maniac King.
And a lot of us bought the DX9.
You bought
Galvatron
all three.
Too. Yeah.
Did you get both colored versions of Mania King or Maya King?
No, I got the second color.
Yeah, me
one.
Too. Okay.
So,
how
but that I quickly sold.
I wish
not
I could
quickly.
Sell mine.
I had it for a while. I did sell it once I knew the DX9 was coming out, and
I kind of wish I'd have gone with DX9.
No. No, you don't.
I don't know. Given the difference in values you're expressing here with your Galvatrons, I think he probably would have wanted to go with the DX9.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, if I take nothing else away from tonight, diecast frothing at the mouth will, stick with me for a long time.
That's all I got. Anybody else get anything?
Yeah. Mark, Brickinator was nice enough as to send me Viper, which I've been
looking nice.
For since last year. And that's a really nice little figure. Nice deco. I like the Power Glide mold anyway. And yeah, that was really nice of him. Thank you, Mark. And I just think it's notable that Matt was so successful in procuring Vipers that I had to get mine from Canada.
Hey, I helped.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
That's funny.
Good luck finding another Gnaw.
I saw two yesterday, so you need to get up to Maryland and raid our Walmarts.
Oh, Brian, we did forget to mention something that we got.
Ah,
this
yes.
week.
Oh, yeah. You tell us.
This is thanks to Hasbro and Transformers Forge to Fight. This is their, it's a pin. It's Autobot and Decepticon. This is the, didn't we see the trademark for this?
Yes.
And I thought that, this is made by Penny Arcade or Penny Arcade. It says Arcade on the front, but Penny Arcade on the back.
So it was for PAX East, which is Penny Arcade Expo, the East Coast version, and Penny with P-E-N-N-I-E or Y or however you spell it. And this is spelled P-I-N-N-Y as in a pin.
Because that's their pin manufacturing imprint.
Yeah.
But I want to thank Forge to Fight and thank Hasbro for sending this out to us because it's awesome.
Let's give one away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll post a Twitter contest. And we'll give it away between now and next week.
Or do you want to make it 2 weeks so that you're back to make the announcement?
Yes, one of you guys makes the announcement. So while I'm out, so
don't screw it up, Diecast.
Yeah, make sure to follow us on Twitter, and we'll give you something to retweet at the same time. So, and you know, we'll announce a winner, and it'll be awesome. Anybody else get anything? Anything going once? Going twice? Okay. This week in history, 2008, Aveo Swerve is made available on the Chevrolet website through branches in Switzerland and the United Arab Emirates, and it's quickly taken down. I don't remember it being made available like that.
Oh, that's because it was available for about 68 hours, and it cost about $130 to get shipped to the U.S.
How did those make it here then, in the volume that they did?
Oh, well, later on, Chevrolet dealerships in Canada had supplies of them and were offering them with test drives.
Cause somebody just gave me one.
Yeah, I got one for like $30 a few years ago.
Mine was either given to me by Anthony from TFU or by Don One, and I can't remember.
Yeah, so basically, Aveo Swerve was a very, very, very hard to get thing for a long time because it had like a 2.5-3 day availability window, and you had to pay exorbitant amounts of money to get it from the foreign Chevrolet websites during that tiny little time frame. So there weren't that many to go around, but a few years later, a lot of them turned up in Canada. Some were linked to, you had to go take a test drive. Sometimes people could just go and get them, like just purchase them direct from the dealership. I think some were just given away directly too, because they had so many of them. There wasn't enough, they're like, none of people came through to give them out the proper ways. But that's why you can get Aveo Swerves on eBay and wherever now, you know, $30, $40 range. It's not a bad toy. It's very much a product of its time. It was made, 2007, 2008 design philosophy. So it's not quite up to what we have now, but visual styling. And I will always appreciate Transformers that turn into just like average everyday cars, yeah. And not, you know, sports fantasy cars. Supercars. Yeah.
Like cars that Diecast owns.
That's one reason I also will always love Armada Sideswipe, even though it's a horrendous robot toy. I love it's just, you know, ordinary everyday four-door car vehicle mode.
Yeah. Very nice toy. Speaking of nice toys, next item, 2010. Funpub reveals the first toy in the BotCon 2010 exclusive box set, Autobot Spark, also known as Pyro. So
that was a good set.
It's a great set. And actually, by the time you hear the show on Twitter, I'll have shared, and Facebook, I think I'll have shared out a Throwback Thursday, which is actually the episode of RFC where the guys talk about this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
I didn't even realize.
Yeah. So that will be up. I'm not posting it to the, no, I'm not going to post it to the RSS feed. I don't want people to download a 7-year-old episode and get ticked off, but it will be on our social media. And if you follow us at TF Radio on Twitter, you will see that. So,
and will this also be included in the newsletter for this week?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
sure. Why not?
Yes.
It will now.
Yes, but I love that toy. I love that set. That was actually the first BotCon set I ever bought. After years of saying I would never buy a BotCon set. And I pretty much held to that. I only got two. And it's not necessarily because, I could have bought the sets. I just didn't want them. And, hey, Diecast had something else this week while I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I got, I can't believe I forgot that. I got Grindr this week.
So I saw that at, Johanta last weekend, and I was really impressed by it.
That's a fan's toy, so, you know.
But I didn't touch it. I looked at it.
But my full review of Grindr just posted with all the extra pieces that he came with and me swapping out all the faces and one of the parts, actually, one of the leg pieces for Soar, the die-cast piece that was a replacement piece. The hole was too small and actually cracked my figure. But other than that, everything was good. The full reviews.
Metal doesn't give.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that was a plastic part, it would have been fine.
Yeah. So that review's up. I am also going to do just a transformation video on that since the video is so long.
That's a great idea. I love that idea. That's a genius idea.
That was Brian's idea.
I love you. Okay, let's jump to official news. This is big because I wasn't expecting this. Titans Return Chaos on Velocitron multi-pack found at Toys R Us in Erie, PA, which is about 2 hours from Diecast. And his local Toys R Us does not have one because he checked. It's $100, which we pretty much knew. But it's been found. And I need it.
I mean, we knew that was the suggested retail price, but being Toys R Us, there's really no telling, you know, how they were going to abide by that.
We expected at least a $20 markup.
We could still get it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how things have posted before, or have been found before, then the prices got jacked up. Didn't it happen with MP10?
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
All of the MPs.
Not Bumblebee. They can't sell those for anything.
That's true. This is when we learned to import figures. Is I think like MP10 was the start of it because people had a hard time finding them, and then they kept jacking up the price. And
yeah, with Masterpieces, it really was the Autobot cars when Prowl was the first one of the Autobot car Masterpieces Hasbro tried, right? And it ended up being more expensive through Toys R Us than to order from HLJ.
Yeah,
with shipping.
Yeah, yeah. So I. At least for me, the problems we went through with Prime were the start of I need to import these myself.
Yeah, and MP10 was like largely an availability problem too.
Yeah,
because the supply went through so quickly.
If it
go ahead.
If it wasn't for Don, I wouldn't have had MP10 or Soundwave, and Don's slow little country Toys R Us, where Don's the only person that buys anything there, apparently.
I'm just envisioning his Toys R Us as being like Floyd's barbershop.
It's not far from that. Okay, I'm the only one who's actually visited Don. We've all visited each other in some capacity enough to where I figured everybody has been everywhere, but no. Don's little country Toys R Us is pretty awesome. Let's see here. What else we got going on? But that's big news. LG43 Legends Trypticon new magazine scan shows photos of Dinosaur. It looks great. I honestly have no idea how it varies from the Hasbro version. It just looks great. And
it looks a lot like the Hasbro version. I think the interior of the mouth is painted purple.
That's it. That's the only
discernible difference.
Yeah, except for shades of purple and green. That's the only difference I can find.
It's the gray is lighter than the Hasbro. The Hasbro gray is darker.
Although some of that could just be photo post-processing, too.
It could be, yeah. But I think the colors on this are generally lighter than the Hasbro version, which like XV Chris said, it could be lighting.
Is this?
But it's also not out of character for how Takara Tomy does their decos either.
Is this
but surprisingly as much as I'm sorry, Brian? Surprisingly, as much as Takara likes their lighter shades of purple,
they do.
What's his name is. A darker purple than the Hasbro. Full Tilt is a darker purple than the Hasbro one.
Is this too slavish an homage or an homage to the G1 toy? Is it too much like the G1 toy? It's not.
No more or less so than the Hasbro version.
No, I mean the mold in general.
I mean, I guess I could have done with some more imagination into it. On the other hand, though, these magazine scans do show that not only does it have the it'll eat Titan Master's thing, but actually the arms are jointed so that it can hold a Titan Master and bring it up to its mouth.
Oh, that's nice. That's better than a real dinosaur.
Yeah, well, better than a real T-Rex at any rate.
A full Tilt looks great. I would buy Full Tilt carded, to be honest with you. But of course, based on the color, it looks like a Hasbro toy.
And that's weird, too, because one of the samples they had in the Toy Fair showroom looked from the photos like one of them had varying shades of purple for the different parts. One of them was just like solid purple.
Did Blur just come out in Legends? Now he must have been out for a while.
Yeah, he came out last September.
Okay, yeah, so I just thought about picking it up. I saw a friend of mine on Facebook who just bought one and was comparing the Legends to the Hasbro version, and it just occurred to me that I don't have Legends version.
It is night and day.
That was literally how they described it.
Yeah, talk to Don. Apparently, he knows a guy.
I mean, I know a guy. I can get it. I just like it's hard for me to drop $40 on a deluxe, and I have.
If you can still get Legends Blur for only $40, from what I've seen, that might not be a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you get it in hand and take a look at it, you'll be able to live with the decision.
Okay. Let's see here. Well,
especially if shipping takes a week or so, and you'll just forget what you paid for it.
It was out of China, so it's going to take nearly a month.
Yeah, see, it'll be fine. By the time you get it, you won't remember actively how much it cost you, so...
It's true. $40, buy it now. Free shipping.
There you go.
And yeah, this is out of Maryland. It's open, but do I care?
Huh. No, not as long as...
you were going to open it anyway. I mean...
Okay, I'm buying it now. Okay, moving along.
I can get it cheaper.
Dang it. Let's see here. Titans Return Deluxe Wave 4 hits major North America retail.
In Canada.
Well, that's something.
But it's out at Walmart in Canada now.
Yay.
It's progress, right?
Yeah.
How long did it take us to get Six Shot after it showed up in Canada? About a month?
I still haven't seen a Six Shot.
Neither have I.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they showed up in Canada either late December or maybe early January, and they were out in stores here, what, end of February, maybe? Something like that.
Sounds about right, yeah.
So 6 weeks to 2 months?
I still kind of expect Wave 4 and the Velocitron box, it'll probably see more widespread release on the street date for all the Last Night toys.
Which is, what, the 24th of April?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Let's see. Actually, while I'm looking at eBay, I might as well look up and see if the Velocitron sets up.
Oh, that's a good question.
And it's not so good. Okay.
Fascinating.
Yeah. All right. Titans Return Nautica featured on Hasbro Pulse. Hey, Hasbro Pulse is a thing.
Sometimes they remember that.
They did something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, they posted two photos of Nautica.
Whatever intern is responsible for that had like an hour of spare time, and
yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, it would be nice if we would get some info about HasCon. Maybe they can spare half an hour next week and post some HasCon info.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else we have going on? Okay, so we have new Anten photos of Masterpiece Megatron.
Oh, it's a video.
It's a video. Okay, so mine should
and it's sideways.
Oh God, mine should ship from Amazon here, Amazon Japan, in about a week. So we'll see if I get it.
It's hard to believe we're on 30. I know I say this a lot, but we're on 36 masterpieces
since 2004.
Yeah, but that's accelerated dramatically in the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, and that doesn't count off a lot of variants.
This is true. That's a very good point. I wonder how many there are, including all the letter variants.
Yeah, that's
gotta push it up over 50 easily.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if it was closer to 70.
And I feel that I have a lot of them, but when you compare it to really all the variants, I so do not. I have I have every mold at least once, except for the V1 Megatron. I never bought that.
You never bought version 1?
Nope. Could not bring myself to do it.
Oh no, neither did I.
Yeah.
Wow. I was Masterpiece Megatron.
I don't have version 1 Rodimus either.
I got that.
I dodged that bullet.
I should have dodged that bullet.
I have two of them. One's still in package because for a
it's
while
it's probably also broken.
Two of everything.
So do you have one? Is one of them Hasbro?
They're both Hasbro.
No, then you only have Hot Rod.
Yeah, for a while I was buying both of the Hasbro.
But you know
versions.
What, Masterpiece Rodimus? Because Masterpiece Rodimus is only from Takara. You got Hot Rod. He doesn't have his trailer.
Yeah, that's Masterpiece Hot Rod with bonus Rodimus Prime robot mode.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a crappy toy either way. So.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Rodimus vehicle mode is literally just a pretender shell you put Hot Rod into, contort it up a little bit.
But you have to awkwardly put it on it. Getting that on is a pain in the butt. And I ended up selling that the Winnebago back end, or whatever you want to call it, for like $80 on eBay. To somebody just bought the Hasbro version. But yeah. Let's see here. What else we got going on? New generation Cyber Battalion figure surface, Prowl and Jetfire. Where did they show up?
I'm not sure what engineering Prowl is borrowing from, but Jetfire looks like a redo of the Starscream mold.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that Jetfire.
Yeah, that Jetfire does look pretty nice, and it doesn't have all that awful chrome.
Yeah. And I think Prowl is based on mostly on the old style Legends figure, but that is just a guess in terms of engineering.
I could see that.
Aren't these the figures that never show up in US?
Except these were like Universal South store. America or something.
Yeah. South America, I think Singapore sometimes.
Yeah, I think these pictures came out of Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. So these are not from the U.S.
No.
Well, they'll probably turn up at the Universal Studios store because the first round of them did.
Some of the first round did, but I don't think the whole thing ever did. I think some of the Cyber Battalion did, but maybe not the Cyber Commanders.
I think you can get these from like Robot Kingdom, places like that.
Yeah.
So I searched for Cyber Battalion on the eBay since I happen to be there. And the only thing I'm seeing right now is a Bumblebee, one of them, for $37.
That's buy. You should buy that. No. You should buy it now.
They run 30-ish at Universal from what I've heard. So.
You'll like it. It's probably a great toy. Lots of plastic.
I like plastic. Okay. So what else we got going on? Oh, gosh. Oh, how do you say this?
The Optimus Prime Infobar phone.
Yeah, but so the Optimus Prime Infobar phone, we have one in hand. I thought this was like a is this a prototype? I thought.
Yeah, this is a prototype.
Okay,
this is basically to demonstrate how the transformation works.
But it has some of the deco on it, which is just weird looking to me.
Yeah, they've got some painted samples on the table there too, but the one they're actually handling in the video is just a great prototype.
It looks very passable.
Does anybody want this?
I mean, I'd get it for $15, but it's not going to be sold for $15.
So here in Japan, we've had a working, actually that came out here too, a working mouse, working USB drive, a working pen, but this isn't a working phone. What's up with that?
Well, so there's the possibility this has Bluetooth hardware in it.
Ah.
Where you can sync it with your phone and pretend it's a working phone.
You know, I thought
kind of like how the that Bluetooth Star Trek communicator works.
Yeah, and I thought it was a working shoe until I broke it. And a working hat.
Well, with your feet, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, a working hat.
How'd that hat work out for you?
It was very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Let's see here. What else we got going on? So, Cal Candy gets cheesy with Transformers Optimus Prime Fruit Punch sticks.
I still don't know where Jack dug this up from.
Wait, is this?
Yeah, so these are Transformers branded like cheese snacks with the flavor of fruit punch infused into them.
That is disgusting.
Gah, yeah, this sounds vile.
Yeah, I'm really sad Don's not here because I'm pretty sure he'd be into this.
Oh yeah,
that is amazing.
Well, no, it's real cheese.
Not is Velveeta, it Velveeta?
But, yeah. No, I think this is just like string cheese.
It's only mozzarella. 1 gram of sugar. So
Monterey Jack snack sticks.
Putting fruit punch in Monterey Jack?
Minimally sweetened and maximally delicious.
I'm so confused. How is this a thing?
Yeah.
You know what would be great with my
Who
cheese?
Thought of this?
Some fruit punch.
I mean, to drink, sure, but not to be infused into the cheese.
Probably somebody was eating a cheese stick and drinking fruit punch and like, this is delicious together. Like, I wish I could just get this all at once. So what's this story here, XV? You wrote this. Transformers movie series to spark off Hasbro's larger move to film, including G.I. Joe reboot. What is this?
Yeah. So the LA Times posted an article yesterday talking about Hasbro's Cinematic Universe project. A lot of it is stuff we've heard before on this, but they actually talked a little bit about how G.I. Joe is going to figure in. And part of the plan for that seems to be they're going to reboot it and target it toward a younger audience than the movies we got, which I didn't even think was really possible because those were like cartoons put to live action already. It also talks about the Bumblebee spinoff movie a little bit and compares it more to that it will feel like the first Transformers movie again. I assume they mean the 2007 one, not the 86 movie. No, it's just interesting because this is like the first thing that has any specific mention of plans for G.I. Joe since like 2013.
I'll believe it when they kick some of the licensees. Is that the right way to say it? Some of the licensees off G.I. Joe, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, now they're going to do something with this.
I can. So I really could see the film franchise being geared toward a younger audience. I think not that they're mature, but they feature like kids don't care about Channing Tatum. Like kids don't care. Kids like The Rock, but
they love The Rock.
Yeah,
I mean, any casting for a kid's movie is strictly for the benefit of the parents that have to sit there and suffer through it with their kids.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, that's the whole logic behind that. Kids don't really care who's acting in the movie. They just want to see character X, Y, and Z on there. They don't care who's playing the parts. The parents have to sit there and, you know, the parents are the ones in control, so the studios have to cast people the parents will tolerate seeing.
Hey, speaking of movies, I went to go see Beauty and the Beast yesterday and Kong, Skull Island this weekend at a local theater that I've not gone to since moving here. It's one of those places that serves food and booze and stuff. I really liked both movies.
Was that because of the food and booze and stuff?
No, just because I liked the place. I liked the venue. It's comfortable. And
I think Rob's going to go to a place like that when he sees Transformers in June.
That would be awesome, Rob.
So. On his
were the seats money. Made out of plastic? I just was curious.
No.
No,
they were not. They were not made of plastic. They were made of hard-ass die-cast metal.
Okay.
And it was hard to move them around because they were so heavy. I had to push extra hard.
So your one complaint is the seats, then, were made of metal.
Actually, the seats were pretty nice. Pretty good place.
Yeah. I could see targeting G.I. Joe to a younger audience just because, like, there's two ways you can go with G.I. Joe, as far as I can figure. You either play up the military angle, which the first movies tried to do somewhat, or you can do the right thing and make them wacky superhero military types.
That's basically what they did with the Fast and the Furious movies. They made them in the Justice League with cars, and that's done really well for them.
Yeah, I think they could do something like that with G.I. Joe and actually, like, get kids to be interested for at least 5 minutes.
So, like, when Noah, my nephew, when we were going to Jolanta, Diecast was there. I'm like, hey, you're going to love all this G.I. Joe stuff. And he's like, what's G.I. Joe? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, how old is he, 5?
Yeah.
So, G.I. Joe has not actually been a thing in culture for A, most of the time he's been alive,
mm-hmm.
and B, for the entire time he's been conscious of being alive.
Yeah, but he knows what Voltron is now.
He knew what Digimon was, which I was amazed about.
Yes.
I was like, you know what Digimon is? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think we said it's a knockoff of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Even though Don wasn't there, to rile Don. And Noah was like, no, it's not.
He's so, like, but oh, I good. Like it.
And back when he was 3 and 4, he could tell you everything about every Dragon Ball Z saga. It was crazy. That's all he did was sit and watch Dragon Ball Z with his dad. It was awesome. He's forgotten it all now. So it's actually, like, for a 3-year-old, he had an encyclopedic knowledge of Dragon Ball Z. Or at least
okay,
the plot.
So what you do, when he turns about 12, I'll say, dig up Dragon Ball Z Abridged. They should be just finishing with the Buu saga by then. and, you know, sit him down with that and reacquaint him, because Dragon Ball Z Abridged is the ultimate way to experience Dragon Ball Z.
I love spending three episodes for, like, Gohan to charge up. I'm not joking. I love that stuff. So... It's hard for me to not to do that. Okay, so moving along, the next item in the news. Basically, Jack from T-Formers and other folks from Transformers websites were invited to the Paramount set in Hollywood, California to meet Michael Bay, his dogs, and see stuff. Kind of like the set visit that Chris had back in November, October?
August.
Yeah, I forgot. You just got in, you're NDA'd for months.
Yeah, I had to wait 4 months to post my article. And from the sounds of it, the group they toured around this time got to do a lot more stuff than I did.
I saw our buddy M. Cypher meet Michael Bay in a photo on T-Formers. I'm certain they both loved that. It was a lot of neat stuff. And we saw a video. Was that the first time we saw a video of Rodimus or Hot Rod? It's the first thing I remember seeing of Hot Rod actually moving.
I believe
that might
be
the first video appearance of the robot mode.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to point you to T-Formers on that one, because there's a lot of photos and news and stuff there. Jack has done a great write-up of all that. Let's see here. So we talked about Hot Rod, new Transformers. We have Cogman. Forgetting which one Cogman was.
Now, that's the one I think is supposed to act like the headmaster. And can take over Transformer bodies. He's also Anthony Hopkins' butler.
his butler.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins should have been Lord Chumley.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We'll never have that now.
So we have photos from Toy Fair Brazil. Let's see here. And Wave 2 lineup confirmed? Question mark?
Well, it's there was no information with the article that specifically said what the Wave 2 deluxes were. But considering that there were 8 figures in package and 4 of them were from Wave 1, it seems to be pretty likely that Squeaks, Steelbane, Drift, and Slug will be the Wave 2 deluxes.
I want Squeak so bad.
Yeah, that looks like a great toy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. Also in movie news, we have package art images for Premier Edition toys. I like this picture of Optimus. It's very regal, very knightly.
Kira Knightley?
No. He's had a sandwich before. I like this one where he's holding a sword. I really like this.
But where's the one where he's disemboweling someone who's like, you know, crying and begging for mercy?
So while in theory, I'm still not a huge fan of the way Bumblebee looks. I mean, his design is iconic in a post-2007 context, but I really like the way they have Optimus looking in this movie now.
Meanwhile, the Barricade art, which I think is one of the clearest images we've had of Barricade's robot mode redesign so far, doesn't have a whole lot in common with the toy.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yes,
I mean, I'm not complaining as such, because I like the idea that we're getting, you know, simpler toys for the new molds, which, you know, don't look as much like piles of knives.
So he has segmented eyes. That's kind of cool. And the protect and serve text are knuckles, or like brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing being that in the little motion posters that were released today, his knuckles do not say protect and serve. The hand he has up in the poster says punish.
Interesting.
Which means that probably
they should say punish and enslave. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a goof on that packaging art.
Well, there you go.
Either that, or they just decided they didn't want to do that on, you know, the kids' toys.
Except Barricade's toys before have had Punish and Slave on them.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that that's Prowl?
No. The file name was Barricade originally, so...
And the covered Decepticon symbols.
Those file names get screwed up all the time, but that's...
True, but it's the best pointer we have.
He's blue, and he's...
Yeah, the Barricade car for this movie is dark blue. I've seen it in person.
Okay.
And again, Decepticon symbol on the chest. So
that's a slight hint.
Oh, I missed that. I was looking at the police.
I mean, if they're taking cues from how Prowl's been acting in IDW the last few years, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily be out of the question either.
But true. The most important news item of the week, though, is the Last Night Armor Up Megatron and Grimlock official images. So, like, people who don't like official toys, this is probably what they think all official toys look like, are these things.
I like the way the Megatron jet mode has been, you know, tweaked and reimagined for this iteration.
So, this looks to me like a transforming Pretender shell. Is that far off from that?
So this is like Turbo Changers, which I think is the renamed Hyper Changers, which is the renamed Three-Step Changers. You know, it's the larger fast transformation toys, and these have like a slide-down helmet gimmick or something.
Is it wrong that I don't buy these at all?
No.
I bet Rob Springer
buys them. No, actually, we had this whole great discussion on the panel at Toylanta a couple of weekends ago that nobody's going to ever get to hear because SD card problems. But yeah, I mean... You don't have to like or buy all toys. They're not all for you, and that's okay.
That's true. God, Grimlock looks terrible. Okay.
Yes.
But I'm not buying it. It's not for me, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
The only way
God, it's
be
terrible.
More not for you. The only way this could be more not for you is if it was 90% diecast metal like Sovereign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm certain there's been a toy that was mostly diecast metal that I really, really liked. I just can't think of it. GoBots.
Yeah.
GoBots. There you go. Let's see.
Are you on Matchbox cars as a kid?
I like the parasites. Those are Matchbox, right?
Well, probably not what I'm thinking of, but sure.
No, not lice. No, like the little parasites. They had the little car shell that pop off. Now, I wish we'd got to talk about this last week, because this popped up after the show was over. So to me, this is probably the second or third most exciting thing on the show. We have leaked images of Last Night, Deluxe, Megatron, and Decepticon Nitro leaked. So Megatron is based on, that's the Megatron mold. Deluxe. Yeah, that's the Megatron mold. Nitro is...
Nitro may be a new mold.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else that would be.
Because there is a Decepticon in one of the crowd scenes in the trailers that also has Shockwave's head, but is not otherwise Shockwave that we can tell. This has a Shockwave-looking head. I think this is a toy representing that character from the movie.
Yeah, I like the look of the Megatron, though.
It's good colors on that mold.
I like it. I think it works really
well. We just
have
to remember that mold is also very, very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But I think my favorite thing, though, is Skeletron.
Yes.
I love that name. That name is so awesome. Skeletron. And is that a new mold? That's a new mold, right?
That's the Steelbane mold.
Oh, so wait. We have Steelbane.
Okay, so probably what we're looking at here. Remember those Toys R Us inventory listings from a couple months ago? One of the things in them was deluxe two-packs.
Yes.
So most likely the Megatron and the Skeletron, they may not be a two-pack together, but they're probably parts of different deluxe two-packs that are going to be exclusive to Toys R Us, since it's, you know, reused molds. We don't have any indication of having been the system otherwise.
I really like the look of the... I guess it's not paint. Hey, I guess it is paint apps on this. It's got the coppery-looking armor. I think that looks really neat. It may look like crap in person, but at least in this photo, it looks really good. It almost, I mean, it's copper. It looks like the Statue of Liberty almost from a Sheen perspective. I think it looks great. I'd like to have a zoom in of the face.
Yeah, I want to get a better look at that myself.
It looks really interesting. It looks really fun.
And it looks like Megatron has a remolded head, too.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah, it looks like it does have a
more
movie-like head.
Yeah. Sure does.
Yeah, so look for these to probably come to Toys R Us sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck with that.
Absolutely. So
for $40 a two pack.
So you know what time it is. It's the time we thank you for using our Amazon links at tfradio.net/Amazon. But this week it's a very special Amazon.com plug because Don's not here. And we are going to plug our Massey Attack wish list. Basically, go to tfradio.net. /Massey Attack, one word, MASSEYATTACK, all lowercase. Now, this is different because usually these lists are things that you buy for yourself. But this Massey Attack list is very special because anything you buy goes to Don. So it has things like Bactine, so for when Don gets attacked by Massey. Band-aids.
Which is regular.
Regular. medical tape. Alcohol prep pads. Neosporin. Transfers bandages. But we've added a few things this week. Very important things. I added a gallon of Miracle Whip. So if you want to get Don a gallon of Miracle Whip, it only costs $11. Because Don loves Doctor Who, we have a disappearing TARDIS coffee mug so that he's not having to drink out of a bowl anymore. He would love that. We have a 32-ounce loaf. I love that it's a loaf of Velveeta. If you really love Don and really love the show, again, this will go to him, PlayStation 4 500-gigabyte bundle with The Last of Us because he really wants that. And because he has nowhere else to put things, and this would just basically be a doorstop in his house, but he wouldn't get rid of it because he's Don. We have an overhead projector.
That was my idea.
I love that. tfradio.net/MasseyAttack. Now, you don't have to buy Don anything. If you want to buy yourself anything, you can get... I get all my cat food and dog food now through Amazon, and it's awesome. I ordered some last night. I'll have it tomorrow. I don't have to go out and get it. I don't have to worry that the store is out of the stock of the specific type the cats want. I can get whatever I want. I ordered, I also ordered some, Pepsi with the real sugar. My local grocery store doesn't have it anymore. So I ordered some from Amazon. I should have that soon. You can get anything you want. TFradio.net/Amazon. It's
remember,
awesome.
Order lots of heavy things and make your mailman hate you.
Yeah. This day two years.
Buy some weights.
Yeah. So funny enough, this day 2 years ago, I posted to Amazon that I bought 275-pound dumbbells. And a friend of mine who works in logistics pointed out that I paid for my Amazon.com Prime membership right there because the cost of that, he priced it out, would have been about exactly the same for shipping as my Prime membership costs.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, if you want to do all your everyday shopping with Amazon, you could also sign up for Amazon Prime to save yourself a lot on shipping costs and get everything at least in 2 days. And you can do that through tfradio.net/Amazon also.
tfradio.net/Prime.
There you go.
And if you like podcasts, and we assume that you do because you're listening to us, you can subscribe to Audible. You can get a free Audible trial membership at tfradio.net/Audible. And it's about time I listen to the Alexander Hamilton biography again, because it's awesome. Ron Chernow's biography of Hamilton's great, and I need to listen to that again. And you can get that for free at tfradio.net/Audible if you are a new Audible subscriber. I love Audible. Jumping to third-party news, we don't have any. So there's not much there.
Slow couple of weeks in the third-party world.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. You know, in another week or two, there will be everything ever and a Springer.
Yeah, Springer 7, 8, and 9, I'm sure.
I've been seeing on Twitter from Maz lots of pictures of Contact Shot floating around. Maz seems really happy with it.
Hey, it looks great.
Yeah, that you know, the good report on that should make Don's day.
Yeah. I mean, Make Toys is awesome. I haven't been disappointed by a Make Toys toy in years.
Well, that's a lot of time you were disappointed by a Fans Toys toy.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
We're counting that at the minutes with right rage now.
Over there.
Okay, let's see here. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, we've got my review of Transformers versus G.I. Joe the movie, which...
is awesome.
It is, but it just... it's not as awesome as the series, in my opinion.
I think it's more awesome just because it's a joke, and I paid $5 for it. How smart? Yeah. How smart are they? It's one joke, and I paid $5 for it.
Yeah, but they carry through really well with the joke. I mean, there's even articles in there about the making of the movie. There's interviews with the actors that play Scarlet and Optimus Prime. You know, in terms of that kind of package as a souvenir magazine for a movie that does not exist, it is great.
So, long, I just, spoilers for what they're worth, it's literally a retelling of the whole series effectively in one issue. It's highly abridged.
Yeah, the interesting thing about it is that Tom Scioli started work on this in summer of 2014 while they were still working on the series proper. So this kind of represents in many ways an earlier version of the idea. And learning that was, I think, the most fascinating thing about it for me.
And he worked on it. Go ahead. Sorry. Mm-hmm. He worked on it solo as well.
Yeah, this was not done with John Barber. I have a feeling that this was kind of his original proposal for the series that he and Barber fleshed out from there.
Makes sense.
It's also worth noting the Omnibus hardcover collection for Transformers vs. G.I. Joe has been delayed to include this with it from its original publication date.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
We've also got XV's review of Optimus Prime issue 5.
I've not read that.
That's a pretty good issue. That's a pretty good series. That's really all I have to say for it off the top of my head. We've got a custom Legends Jinrai made from the Combiner Wars Rook mold, I think. And
this thing is amazing.
Yeah, it's a really great piece of work.
Customizer even took the Jinrai Titan Master from Super Jinrai and modified that so it could turn into an engine and plug onto the custom Jinrai.
Yeah, this thing is...
it's a really fantastic piece of work. There's like 18, 20 pictures of it on T-Formers, and on the Customizer's photo blog, there's even more. There's a link to that in the article, too.
I wish I had talent.
I know, right?
What a great way to take advantage of the fact that Rook's neck fits the neck joint for Titan Masters. I mean, but yeah, that is just, that is really neat. That is worth looking at. We also have my review of Voyager Optimus Prime, which I like the mold, but it is the least essential version of that mold that will probably ever exist. Unless you want a, you know, Spy Changer Optimus Prime that's like 6-7 inches tall.
I wish they would have leaned its deco a little bit harder into Star Convoy.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
Just, I wish they would have leaned the deco a little bit more into the truck, too. But yeah, but it's, like I said, it's a good mold. There's a bunch of better versions of it coming. If your Toys R Us has the Velocitron box set, there's one out there right now. But it's worth looking at.
I just heard a vehicle, so it sounds like we are at Don's.
Huh. Let's see. For last week's Throwback Thursday, Jack posted the Transformers movie 2007 press kit.
Oh, nice.
It seems kind of relevant for this week. And it is very fancy. And he's got a good-sized gallery of all the various things that came with that. And it's a nice-looking piece.
I'm not sure if we're going to get a Throwback Thursday article this week since he's been traveling for the Paramount visit.
Yeah. And we've also got another article up by him of the of his experiences at Paramount for that.
And yeah, that's his full write-up in photo gallery.
Yeah. And lastly, XV did an extended gallery from the extended Kids Choice Awards trailer that hit late last week.
450 screenshots for a 2-minute trailer.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the press kit from the 2007 movie, and like that same, that pen, I have another branded version of that pen by something else. Hmm. Just, of course, it's just branded tchotchke crap, but.
Mm-hmm. But it's like just the funny. BotCon 2016 rubber ducky.
Yeah, I forgot about that. let's see here on the network this week. I think we only did an episode of Superhero Time Presents, that one episode of Star Trek. What did you guys talk about?
It's the Deep Space Nine episode, The Alternate, which you probably won't know from the title, but it's the one where Odo reunites with his father for the first time and then turns into a movie monster.
Ah.
It's from season 2.
Gotcha.
Scott was calling it Daddy Issues, the episode.
Nice. There's also an episode of Being Awesome, Heavy Metal, Decepticons, Chainsaw Dinosaurs, and more.
Oh, he must be talking about Curio Drew Brave.
Probably. I have no idea. I listened to it, and I don't even remember that part. But he talks about the Nintendo Switch, Last Night Toy Leaks. Yeah, he talks about Brave and stuff. It's awesome. I really enjoyed that episode, except for the... Like, whenever somebody's like, you know, blah, blah, Brave, blah, blah, Power Rangers, blah, blah, Tokuger, blah, blah, stuff I don't get, I blink.
Yeah, now, Curiouser Brave is not the Brave series Don's all into. This is a Korean sequel to a Super Sentai series.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have no idea.
They haven't made a Brave series since, like, 1998 or 1999.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we got this week. Anybody have anything else?
Nope.
I'll channel Rob Springer here. Rhinox farted.
So, of course, you can find all of this at tfradio.net/511. We'll have our show notes. You can leave us a voicemail or a text at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. You can find us on Instagram at tfpodcast. We're on Twitter at tfradio. And on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. I will have that Twitter contest up tonight. I just got to figure out how I'm going to do it. So tell your friends, follow us on Twitter to potentially win a pin. It's a really awesome pin. I am on Twitter at B Kilby, and I am on Instagram at Brian Kilby, BrianKilby. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm at your mom's house.
Matt, what about you?
On Twitter at Melvar.
3 L's, 2 R's. Diecast.
I'm on YouTube at RFC Reviews and on Twitter at Diecast too. And pretty much that's about it.
Awesome. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers, and of course My Optimus Prime review, along with all of our other reviews, can be seen on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Sweet. And John, what are you playing right now?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm playing. I'm playing Active Listener to RFC. That's what I'm playing.
Awesome.
I'm also on Twitter at ThatJohnD and Twitch. So hit me up. And PSN. Hit me up.
Very good. Okay, so At Your Mom's House is already taken on Twitter, apparently.
Oh, man.
I was going to, but yeah.
What about Your Mom? Already At Your Mom. On that.
You know that's taken.
I probably follow that account, actually.
Probably. Everybody who's watched live, thank you so much. We love you. I think we had some problems with the chat this week. I couldn't figure out what the problem was, but typically we are very active with the chat. But this week something screwed up. Apologies for that. And, but yeah, join us tfradio.net/live every Wednesday at, 8 Eastern, which I don't, do you guys think you'll have a live stream next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So we'll have that. We'll be here next week as well. So, except I won't and Chris won't, we will be eating sushi somewhere. We'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.